Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Well, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 6 and 7, we are dealing once again with the danger of religious deception. And there are some helpful things here to tell us what to look for, how error advances itself, and who it destroys. Now, you remember that in the first part of this chapter, there were 19 characteristics of human sinfulness, beginning with self-centeredness, namely self-love, and concluding with religious practices. Did you hear me? 19 characteristics of human sinfulness, the last of which is religion. False religion is a characteristic of human sinfulness. When men reject the truth about God, they don't usually reject religion. Occasionally they do. And we are living in a day when there are many atheists, agnostics, humanists, and so forth, more, I suppose, than there have been in a long while in American society, but even at that, they fall into the minority, and a very small minority at that. If they number 15% of the population, and that's probably a high figure, that means 85% of Americans are religious. They claim to believe in God, that is some kind of God. They claim to follow religion, that is some kind of religion. They consider themselves to be a religious person. And the figure is probably a great deal higher than 85%, and in most countries of the world, it's going to be higher even than that. But do you think that all of these people believe in the one true God and practice the one true religion which he has delivered to mankind? Absolutely not. So false religion is a manifestation of human sinfulness, that is, rebellion against the true God. There's one true God, and there's one true religion, and all deviations from that religion and from belief in that God are expressions of human rebellion, that is, human sinfulness. And so we want to talk about this a little bit more. Thank you for joining me on this Monday, April 18, and many, many thanks to those whose gifts make it possible for us to maintain this Bible teaching ministry on this and other stations. Well, here is our text. It says, "For of this sort are those who creep into households and make captives of gullible women, loaded down with lusts, led away, or loaded down rather with sins, led away by various lusts, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth." This is not a very flattering picture. But he tells us of religious practitioners, that might be as good a term as anything for people who call themselves religious and even are teaching some kind of religion and recruiting people to their religion, but religious practitioners who come disguised as representatives of the truth. But they are really industrious for error. In other words, think of people who call themselves Christians, but they have a complaint against traditional Christianity. And so they are out to entice men and women away from traditional forms of Christianity to embrace their newly revised, newly devised form of Christianity, which they assure us is the real thing. You have been bogged down in a traditional Christianity which is defective, but listen to what I'm teaching. Follow me. Listen to what I have to say, and I will lead you into the real deal, Christianity as it is supposed to be. Now, many people fall for that, and there are so many forms of that. I'm thinking right now about a certain teacher, radio teacher, who has a worldwide following, and who has predicted the second coming of Christ in May of this year, so it's not too far away. I think it's May 11, so we will know in a matter of 2 or 3 weeks whether or not this man is a false prophet. Of course, I don't even have to wait until the date passes to know this man is a false prophet for several reasons, but we can start with the very obvious one, namely that the Bible tells us that it is not possible for any man to know the day of Christ's return. No man knows the day or the hour, but here is a religious teacher who claims that he does know what the Bible says no one can know, and he has succeeded in persuading hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, to believe him. Now, to the extent that they're even putting posters and billboards up in public places telling people to get ready, to get ready for the return of Christ. Well, of course, what can you say? On the one hand, we ought to be telling people to get ready for the return of Christ. And that is a good warning. Christ is coming back someday. Will you be ready? But to link that to a particular date makes the whole thing not only wrong, but it is going to discredit the whole message of Christianity. Because when that date comes and goes, as it surely will, because God is not going to honor the speculations of a man who is acting contrary to the Word of God. The Bible says nobody can know the day or the hour. So do you think a man who says, I figured it out, God is going to honor that man who is contradicting the Word of God by allowing Christ, by having Christ return on that date? I think all we can say about that date is we know for sure what date the Lord will not return. He might come before then, he may come after then, but I think we can say with almost 100% certainty that there's one day that Jesus Christ is not going to come back on. And what a shame it is that such a prediction is going to be placarded in front of the eyes of hundreds of thousands, perhaps millions of people, and all of them are going to be in greater doubt about the truth of the Bible and Christianity when this date comes and goes, because here's somebody who claims to be a Bible teacher and who knows, he says, the date of Christ's return based upon the Bible, and the date comes and goes and Christ didn't return. By the way, this same Bible teacher made a similar prophecy, I think, back in the 90s. And the date came and went, proving him to be a false prophet, and that didn't slow him down a bit. What is it about these guys? He's certainly not the only one, but that's the one that's on my mind right now. And another feature of this man's teaching is that he told all of his followers a few years ago to get out of their churches, that the church age is over, that God is done with the church, local churches, as an institution that God has ordained and has blessed, but now that God is done with that, so everybody is supposed to get out of their churches and basically only listen to this one radio teacher. That's where they'll get all of their teaching, and listening to him and fellowshipping with other people who listen to him, that's where they get their Christian fellowship. But abandon the churches, because this man has determined by his study of God's Word that the age of the church is over and God is through the church. And so anybody, any church that still exists is an apostate church, and anybody who's still in a church is in an apostate organization. Well, 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 well. What do we make of that? Here is another example of someone claiming to be a Christian, but he is pulling people away, seducing people away from, remember what I called it earlier, traditional Christianity, and seducing them to his brand, his style of Christianity, which is something different, which, of course, if people believe him, will isolate themselves from every other form of Christianity and will make them totally followers of him. They will be loyal to him. They will become disciples of him. They will follow his brand of Christianity, and he assures them that this is the real deal and everything else is false. I've got the only real form of Christianity. Listen to me. And I'm just reminding you of what Paul teaches us, what Paul teaches Timothy and beyond him us in 2 Timothy chapter 3, that there are 19 characteristics of human sinfulness, the last one of which is a religious expression, even a Christian religious expression. Know this, that in the last days perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. From such people turn away. For, going on to our text for today, for of this sort are those who creep into households and make captives of gullible women, loaded down with sins, led away with various lusts. They creep into households. In Paul's day, of course, that would be by going door to door and getting into the households of women whose husbands were out in the farm or away at work or tending to business, and so they would get their way into these households and would deceive the wives, and it would pretty much be a deception of the women. In our day and time, this is more often than not done by creeping into households by means of radio and sometimes other forms, mail, various other forms of communication, television, of course, but creeping into households in this way, but accomplishing the same thing. Creeping into households and making captives of, and because the situation has changed a little bit, it isn't always gullible women, it's gullible women and men, gullible people, who are loaded down with sins and led away by various lusts. And the people who are most vulnerable to this are people who have sin that they don't want to acknowledge and to depart from. And so they're looking for some way to retain their Christian faith without having to rid themselves of their cherished sin. And that makes them very gullible to error, religious error. Watch out. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.